So the first question is going to Kojo, my man. The question is, in everything you chose to do in life, why did you choose Forex trading?
Right. Thank you so much for that question. Probably so many people on this space have heard me answer that, but being that we still have quite a number of people here who have probably never heard me speaking, for the benefit of that doubt, let's get back to that, story. So I have a background in accounting and finance. I've always loved business, right from senior high school, studied business into University of Ghana Business School, the premier one in the whole of Ghana. Studied accounting, specifically business administration, managing, specializing in accounting. Right off from uni, I wanted to be in the military, and then my main interest for wanting to be in the military was for two purposes. First, to shape my own discipline in life, and then second, to kind of have a good foundational standing in life, coming from the background in which I did come from. But prior to that, I had already been trading, because I started trading in 2012. And in uni, first level 100, it was 2012, and I stumbled upon Forex trading. I stumbled upon Forex trading, not necessarily the way most people would have, purposefully, for the mere fact of wanting to make money or somebody just recommending it to them. I had already been more exposed to financial movies from senior high school days. So I was almost always enticed with the kind of lifestyle I saw people that traded on Wall Street live. And that was the type of lifestyle that I wanted for myself. So I thought that the best way to have done that was become a stock trader, because that was what all these guys was doing on the Wall Street. So I was looking around that, okay, since I'm in Ghana, I got to study from the Ghana Stock Exchange, if that is where it's going to lead me, perhaps to the biggest stock exchange market. So I took a course with the Ghana Stock Exchange. So I'm a certified stock trader. But nonetheless, that journey kind of led me realize that our market is kind of still very young, and it's still quite not where we want it to be, far from where it probably must be before we can have active volume and volatility on our stock exchange. So it kind of just made me realize that if I want to pursue that with the inspiration that I'm looking from all the movies, it's going to take forever. But the good thing is that it also opened me up to understanding other types of the market that the financial market had to offer, specifically trading, which is Forex market. And reading personally deeply into that, I realized that it was pretty much the easiest to have, get onboarded on. So understanding that, it would literally take you barely about 10 minutes to create a trading account. And if you have all the necessary documents verified and start trading, it's the best with little or less, capital requirements. The business that you can start with little or no capital. Most people don't think about trading that way, but I started looking at it from that angle. Because even if you want to be a stock trader, right, in Ghana, you want to actively have, at that time, or all the way back in 2012, about 20,000 cedis. So you can imagine what it will probably be now. Not sure it will be anything than 100,000. So thinking that, that time trading, you could easily just fund a $10 and start. I was like, wow, all I need to do is just create a trading account. And then I started a whole trading business, just simple like that. But the whole interest then was more about the educational part, right? I'm not going to go too long to make my submission very long. But long story short, right after school, I had opportunity to do my national service. So that means that I had already been trading the market for 4 years. And that 4 years was still only for educational purpose, but not necessarily for any greed of turning my life around or making a wholesome money. Then my friends were still very much into sport betting and making a lot of money from sport betting. But I wanted to also have a personal income stream of my own. And I was really struggling to create an income stream. I couldn't sell, in campus, if you want to do any student business, you got to be selling water, selling credit cards, airtime, selling mobile SIM card. There are various things that students would normally just engage in. But I couldn't do any of those things because I was more of a very reserved person back in high school. So I was looking for something that would keep me internal, just not really something that will really fit for somebody who's not really an extrovert, you know, but still be able to like survive. And then so Forex proved itself to be that thing that was gradually just keeping me at bay, making my small cash, and then very excited about it. So I tell people that I did not really start off my journey with like demo trading and then basically learn this and practice and stuff like that. I was so fortunate to have this friend who gifted me $300 on my birthday, and then that straight away I just put it in. And then because I had just had my hands on trials and error, I did not start with like randomly putting in some lots of, because I had also read, I did not start randomly putting in like, let's say 5 lot, 10 lot when I didn't know what I was doing. I knew that lot sizes had everything to do with the volume, and then the lower the number, the less exposure you put in. So my lot sizes then was basically under 0.1 lot. It meant that most of my profit were literally under $5. $1, $2, $3, I'll just close it and I'll be happy to withdraw that $10 because it meant a lot for a student and I'll just keep up with it. So I did that for so many years till I completed. Completing school took me to the National Petroleum Authority, which is like the authority that is under the jurisdiction to control all the downstream oil businesses, right? Downstream oil businesses in the whole of the nation, specifically in the role of a revenue account officer. So I kind of really had exposure to, you know, deeper funds, deeper money. And I think that was like my real life experience coming into touch with dealing with multi-millions of dollars, because not only did I end up occupying only the position of a revenue account officer, but moved on to help the budgeting team, the expenditure team, and then the payroll team. So it kind of gave me a very good base ground in the world of finance and accounting, just as I studied in school, plus the practical experience of dealing with cash on hand, right? I kind of remember back then where I would literally process cash holdings of 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, and then I have to literally append my signature to it. And then because of the pride in doing that, I'd normally just like take a screenshot of it or take a picture of it and send it to my friends. I look at my signature on the $20 million. Look at my signature. And then like we'd make fun of it. But that was where I started getting excited about like big numbers. But then my real interest, like I said, was getting myself into the military, right? So while I was still juggling with work with the National Service, which is with the National Petroleum Authority, 1 year came, I was given a 1 year contract with the authority. But my main interest was with the military. I kind of like just loved it for no reason at all. But giving it a two trial, it didn't really work out the way I wanted. But there was a huge conflicting interest because the authority felt like they were giving you opportunity, which you hardly ever get, because like one of the highest paid jobs in the whole of the nation. And they're giving me opportunity because of the talent and hard work that I exhibited. But it looks like my major focus and interest is in another field. So they literally could summarize that if they should even retain me full time, I'm not going to be putting much of my effort there, because for all you know, I may also be pursuing something else and then leave them, you know, at bay the moment they need me the most. So it was like a two sets and lost. I lost the opportunity with the military and I lost the opportunity with the authority. And then the only thing that I couldn't lose touch with was my first love, the first place that I ever earned my real personal and cash Forex. I'm like, I'm going to actually go full-time to this. The other motivation that came with trading was indeed I had also seen the potential that it had to offer. Because believe me, you, even though I was in the authority, people were earning crazy amount of cash. And then, like I said, being one of the highest paid, you know, jobs in the whole of the country, I looked at the lifestyle of the people that I shared office desk with, and most of them still pretty much lived the rat race. They're going to make money, go out there, pay their rent or pay any loan they took out, and then they literally knocking the doors on the payroll manager asking, when are they paying us? Just when is my bonus coming in? And then these are people in their prime ages of 30, 32, 33, 34. I was probably like 24 years, and I'm asking myself that. These people, most of them started working there from 24, 25 years, and it's been like 30, 34 years, like 6 years of their life already gone, and then they're still living like that. Not a bad life, but pretty much average, more than the one that I anticipated for myself. Because looking at the timeline that I drew for myself with my personal aims and plans and goals in life, I didn't want to just be doing that autonomous type of jobs. So I'm like, this is something that may not necessarily serve the kind of thing that I want to do. Because I could just compound and do a basic thorough analysis of the salary. And then if I could just imagine that these people don't even touch their salary that they're earning for the next 5-10 years, right? Looking at me today and the kind of thing that I have, right? Realistically, even though it's totally not possible for them to have done that, being that they're able to like not touch every penny they earn. Most of the properties that I have, they're not probably going to be able to like purchase it in cash. So that potential was that I'm not going to really more like enslave myself in an organization like that and then just live a miniature life. So I wanted more for myself. And that's where the challenge of trading came in. So we decided to like black out every noise and then literally inculcate, indoctrinate myself and basically just absorb my whole self into making trading a full-time career to max out whatever opportunity I had. And this is how my journey has been to date. So yeah, asking about the question about amidst all the things that I could do, why trading? This is like the full scope of that answer.
So I think this question is actually directed at Mr. Kojo Forex, right? So it says, so Sir Kojo, please can you tell us the steps of for profitability? I mean, what steps should newbies and those that are probably still struggling with trading, what steps do you would you recommend them to take, more like guidelines, things to do to become a profitable trader, consistent profitable trader? Yeah.
All right. So basically, when it comes to me, I always tell you guys that everybody got to find their own truth in the game. Right now, there's so many spaces that I've actually granted and speaking about traders maneuvering through their journey in the market when it comes to how you can be able to disseminate so much of the information that is out there, the noise, and then scrap it off and then make sense out of the few ones that is going to help you. If you look at this space that we're having now, some of the great speakers that we have on the platform, that's I've had the opportunity to like have a one-on-one sessions with him before, explaining his concept and ideas into the market. The same with Greatman. Greatman literally uses some obscure strategy. Like if you hear all the story Greatman has shared and then Greatman opens his MT4 platform for you, you're going to probably be like, bro, you're not a serious man. But the type of money that he has made with that type of strategy, you know, some people may live life and never see that type of money before. The same with me as well. I have my own concept. But with me, I literally, like I said, have always approached the market from that experimental point of view and then a studious background. I've always like had so much curiousness in understanding all the various indicators on the trading platform and how it worked. So with that being said, on the MetaTrader 4 platform, we can see the numerous indicators that are on there. The Bollinger Bands, the Ichimoku and stuff like that. I'd normally like take each one of them, read about the creator, and then see how I can use that to make meaningful information on the market and seek profitability. But over the years, I kind of realized that with experience and market condition and market cycles, you realize that probably some indicator is going to work for a particular duration and then suddenly it's not working again. For a close-minded person, that's the end of it. They're going to probably think, oh, this forex thing don't work or this indicator don't work, rather than seeking into the deep mind of why it is not working now and then what could have been the difference. So having gone through all those processes, I kind of realized the truth and then what I was missing out and what was really making that much of a difference. And then with that evolved into my price action trading. Price action is one thing that like made that much of a huge difference in my trading perspective. I was that type of person who would normally easily bullshit candlestick patterns, you know. And I did not, because I was not using it, and then I was very close-minded then, right? Of course, like now I'm very open-minded and then like well read. But because I was like very, you know, I'm talking like some 7-8 years ago, you know, I didn't care about, all I knew is what I knew that was working. But after studying and then taking much ample time to really look deeply into it, I realized that I was missing out a huge part of the puzzle. So I gave it that focus and I could see the gap it filled, you know. But this, it didn't just happen overnight, right? I believe in giving time in anything that in mastery. Some people, they don't believe in time in mastery. So for some people, like, whatever they want to do, they just want to get that instant gratification, right? I kind of really mastered the idea of delayed gratification. You know, delayed gratification is what has been like the game changer in my whole life. Most people, perhaps this is like the first time you're hearing the word delayed gratification. Take time, write it somewhere in your diary, like meditate on it. Go deeply, go on YouTube, even go and search, go on, pick anything. Just Google and read deeply into the whole idea and meaning of what delayed gratification. Because based on that, I was able to like understand, even to date, like when I'm doing something, I have so many of projects that I have lying on my desk that I understand that like they're not just going to become that unicorn that I want them to become overnight. They're going to probably take a lot of time, a lot of effort. But gradually, as much as I know that I'm heading towards something, then I'm going to actually get that gratification I'm seeking for, but not immediately or instantly. So delayed gratification taught me that even though I'm literally transitioning from the use of indicators, moving average and stuff into like price action, candlestick, pure price action, and then trying to find my own way into the market, I'm not going to get that answer, let's say, just in a week or just in 2 weeks or just in a month, right? I literally give myself a whole year, which most people are not willing to even give in the market, right? When they want to achieve success. But you must be able to understand that this is what it takes, you know? So giving myself that whole year, I mean going monk mode, going full focus. It's not like a whole year you're just running around doing your own business. One time you feel relaxed, you open your laptop and say, hey, I'm going monk mode, I'm going, you know, that's literally like, you know, deceiving your own self. So I was like very engulfed, like very, like I'd say involved, and then just too deep into like that time that I'd given myself. And that's what it takes to achieve mastery in anything, right? As much as I was talking about my experience with the moving averages, the Bollinger and all those indicators are on the MG4 platform, I did not only just seek to like learn about them, read about them, and then basically have a very light-ended opinion about them. I wanted to have mastery over them so that when I'm talking about them, I can talk about them with extreme confidence, knowing exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what mastery takes, right? So I'd normally like take this and read it and then use them for about 2 months, 3 months, sometimes up to like a whole year, literally focusing, right? I talk about instances in my life where, especially in the year 2017, I focused solely on trading the pound pair, specifically the GBP USD. And it was also out of a pain point. I actually lost a huge sum of money in trading GBP USD and thought like, I wouldn't feel defeated losing that type of money. I want to make my money back, but I want to see where I did wrong. And because of that, I'm going to see how I can correct that wrong by focusing on all price action pertaining to like trading the pound pairs from like dawn to dusk and for a whole year. And it kind of gave me an insane edge and hit rate and mastery in the pound. That's why in today's market, I can literally sleep, wake up on Monday and tell you, look, pound is going to go up. If you doubt that, go sell it. And then you come crying, you know. Not as if like I have a key or control the market, but just that being able to build edge and strong, you know, thesis around the directional movement of this market, that it's almost like hard for me to like get like directional movement wrong based on that thorough educational guess that I put in place. I always see trading as we are literally doing an educational guess. Most people literally are doing gambling. And then in fact, I'm not going to say that anybody that trades is not necessarily entirely involved in gambling, but there are certain gambling, it has less of an education back in it. But if you're well read and you're applying certain metrics that the ordinary person is not going to really be tapping in from, then you're not just basically gambling blindly, but you're doing something that we call educational guessing. So it's like with me, I cannot really had much metrics and data that backed my call and decision for the pound and in decisions and direction for the pound because of how long it took me with the delayed gratification I'm talking about and then studying detailed into it. So for anybody that really wants to look into mastery and becoming good at something, they want to give yourself that perspective of understanding that everybody has their own line. Nobody's going to have, there's no, I always say that trading is not a discipline. And sometimes when I say that trading is not a discipline, you get a lot of people wondering, are you talking about the discipline in trading psychology? No. When something or subject matter is a discipline, it's the same all throughout. Go on YouTube and just type market structure. Market structure as a concept is more like a discipline. everybody's going to tell you lower high, lower low, higher high, higher low. Nobody's going to say higher high, or lower low, lower low. Everybody's going to literally say lower high, lower low, lower higher, higher low. But when it comes to trading concepts and strategies, if I say the way I identify my support level is marking any reversal in the market, then somebody's going to say the way I identify a support level is when I find consistent rejection in about four zones. Somebody's going to say the way I find reversals is when I see a consolidation of candles that kind of signifies my, what's the name, demand region, you know. So people have several concepts of how they're going to define one simple thing, which means that there's no discipline to it. When you study accounting and then you're doing double entry, when you go and they tell you that this is debit side, this is credit side, you cannot go and say, let's say you learn that in University of Ghana, and then they're telling you double entry accounting, debit is here, credit is here. You cannot go to KNUST and they tell you that our own is not debit and credit, it's, let's say, back and forth. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They are going to be speaking the same language. So that is what a discipline is. But when it comes to trading, there's nothing like a discipline. That's why in today's world, anybody can just create their own concept and start giving it some labeling, XYZ, POI, POS, MWU, whatever, and then literally say, this is pertaining to me and then my circle of people that are mentor, and then this is how we do our thing, and it is the mastery of the market. The moment you learn it, you're going to become, you know, whatever in the market, you know. So as far as these people's concept or perspective is involved, then this is their truth and this is their discipline, right? If you follow it, then you're following their way. And if you're trying to also create your own thing, then means that you're literally creating your own discipline, your own knowledge or your own perspective into interpreting your idea of the market. So I kind of always leave it very open that for anybody to want to really attain the level of proficiency and then skills and then a consistency in the market, then you must be extremely ready to give out that monk mode in skill focus, which I also emphasize that it should revolve around delayed gratification, and then open-mindedly adhere to open yourself up to like trial of basically everything that is available to you for the usage on the market until you find the one that basically dances to your tune, speaks your music, and then you can now hit your hands on your chest boldly and say, this is my truth, this is the thing that makes the big deal for me, and this is the one that I want to use. And once you're able to make that bold claim, you can also tell yourself that this is the end of my struggle, this is my end of my poverty, right? Which is like something that I really remember was a very primary occasion with me. This was a Sunday afternoon after I discovered that final bit of the missing puzzle I was looking for so many years. I told myself, this, it was 2019. I said, this is the end. I called so many of my friends, right? Very, very prominent guys around now today. I called them in a single room. Look, I was basically overwhelmed with that excitement and that energy that I just called them in to kind of feel like I have seen it. And I'm telling you on this space, until you hit that level where you can hit your hands heavily on your chest and say, I have solved that answer for myself, you'll be invited on, or you retweet and join 10,000 spaces, your life will still be the same. Nothing will change with you. You come and listen to big English and grammar and then motivation and stuff, you go back and do the same, because you've not hit that chord in your heart that tells you that, bro, sieve out the noise, forget who is saying this and who is talking about this is the new strategy, this is the new. Sometimes people feel like it must be complex to make meaning. Oh, if it's simple, it's not. Or somebody feels like, oh, if it's simple, it's not logical. Or if it's simple, that's the best way. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. As much as it is your truth, as much as it is what makes you identify, you know, that confidence. So I came on a space and someone was asking, could you, you've been at the mercy of trolls. People come here and say nonsense about you, this and that, and but you've stood the test of time. I've known you for the past 5 years. And stuff like, what is the secret to it? Right? And made a joke that you should probably go to the sea and throw 3 eggs around you. And that's probably the secret to, you know, getting adhering to trolls and stuff. But the real reason that I ended up sharing with the person is that the secret to that is that I hold a key that nobody else controls but the market. The only thing that can stop me is when I wake up and the MT4 is not moving again. As much as I have defined my truth and then my perspective and logic around the market, which is the primary source of my money wealth, which is the one that pays me, The only person that can shut me up is when I wake up and then like the market is normal. It's not about a broker. If I wake up and Exynos is broke, it's shut down, right? I can always move to the next best one. Of course, Exynos is definitely far from shutting down, but for perspective sake, right? I can literally move to any platform and then replicate the same thing. That tells you that the only thing that can stop you is the market, not anybody, not trolls, not something. And then once you hold that key and power and believe in your own self with confidence, with evidence, if you don't get evidence, that one you go explain, tire. You must have evidence to back the fact that you have identified that key that allows you to be able to trade and then determine, you know, your own fate on the market. But that, I'm saying that it comes from that education, hard work, and then laser focus of literally identifying your truth. So yeah, that's what I would say to that. Hopefully it answers your question.
All right, thank you very much.